Boast to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Boast to God's unchanging hand. Brothers and sisters, I greet you all in the precious name of Jesus. I'm so grateful for this song that the Lord has placed into my heart to hold on God's unchanging hand. I am Brother Salon. Yes, yesterday I came by your way, and today we are continuing with what we have started. I greet you all able ministers, brothers and sisters, worldwide, wherever you are. We thank God for making this possible through this medium, that we can learn and come to the knowledge of the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you all. I'm so grateful, Brother Andrew Fury, and all brothers and sisters. I greet all of you, Brother Richard Gass, Singapore, Brother Tim, USA, and all of you, Brother Albert Martinley, Brother Lawrence Tim, Brother Stephen. My regards to all every able minister, truthful and sincere ministers that the living God has given us. We want to continue what we have started yesterday on the set your heart on God's holy word. Brian says, we are sis, and we are going back to our God, where we came from. Yes. We were sis at the bosom of the Father, and we were just placed onto this earth to get back to Him. Remember, God has promised Abraham. He gave him a covenant that Abraham shall be the father of many nations. God being so good, He remembers His covenant, His promise that He made with Abraham. And how is this bringing this to pass? Brothers and sisters, God fulfills His holy word. Nobody fulfills God's holy word except He Himself bring everything to pass. And that is how who in heaven and earth shall pass away except only one. That is the word. Everything came into existence through the word. The word is the logos. The thought of God expressed to humanity on this earth. In the Old Testament, according to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 2, God revealed Himself to the prophets in diverse and different manners, brothers and sisters. To the prophets, yes, to Abraham, to Sarah, God revealed Himself in the creation. We see God reveal Himself in theophany, or what we call the word body. But in the New Testament, we saw that the theophany really came to an end and brought in a word, a son who is called the only begotten son. And who is that son? According to Hebrews 1 verse 5, says that Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. God placed His name upon that son, that only begotten son, who is Jesus the Christ, the Savior of the world. Through this word, through this logos, through this word, the world was made. All things came into existence through the word. And without Him, nothing would have been made. Hallelujah. This word, the Logos, who is the only begotten Son, Jesus, the manifested word, is the brightness of God's glory. Hallelujah. Is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of God's personality. All things were made by this word. Hallelujah. And that is what Jesus, our Lord, demonstrated on earth. He demonstrated the power of the word. of the word, the creative force, the word upholds everything in this world. Hallelujah. What am I trying to drive at? God's word is everything to us. It's our property. There should never come to a time where we refrain or we drift away from the word and his revelation. Hallelujah. Denominations drifted because they set their hearts on creeds, dogmas, traditions, men's understanding, and they have fallen. Today, God also sent his prophets with a shout message to sound the word. Hallelujah. To call the bride, to call the church back to the origin, back to the original, back to the apostolic doctrine. But what is happening today? A lot of them have never understood the simple message of come back to God's revelation of the word. He promised the church, God promised the church that when we believe in him, we will do greater works than what he did. Brothers and sisters, beloved, let's go quickly to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten son, Jesus, into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. But brothers, he says, we need to worship the living God. And how do we have to worship him? We have to worship him in beauty of holiness. The church needs to give him, the Lord, that worship in truth and in spirit, in his holy word, and in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, God really dwell in Jesus Christ, that body, reconciling the world unto himself. God placed everything subject unto the Son, the word. The church needs to dwell on the revelation, not just the letter, for the letter killeth, the spirit quickeneth. Christ says, set your heart on God's holy word. Don't set your heart on Christ. Don't set your heart on money. Don't set your heart on this world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says, narrow is the way, and only few that are found it. That is what is happening today. God is using his truthful and sincere ministers to reach out to you and I, so that we can, the perfection is still ongoing. Yes, the church needs the revelation behind the spoken or the written word from Malachi 4:5, that's the prophet William Branham's sermon. We also need revelation of the holy word from the fivefold ministry, not just adhering to the letter. We also need the revelation from the Trump ministry when the time is due for the Trump, for the tenants to really utter their voice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The church of believers need to catch those revelations of the holy word, because that is the only one. For the Lord has made his ministers a flame of fire. Therefore, we need to listen, to hear the word as it being preached. The word comes by revelation, and God uses these ministers to rightly divide the word of truth, and that gives us life. For flesh and blood have not revealed it, according to Matthew 16 verse 17. Flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto thee. Brian says, because of time, we cannot go far, but I will continue tomorrow. We will come by the way with more insight onto how we should continue to set our hearts on God's holy word. God richly bless you as you listen to this. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.